Eco or environmental art had its roots, pun fully intended, in the 1960s land art movement, where artists first began engaging directly with the natural world, raising awareness and appreciation of nature and environmental issues, as well as promoting sustainability. Well, the saga continues. Rewilding is an exhibition happening at the Chrissy Cotter Gallery. Created by Annalise Yarn and Jane Burton Taylor, it confronts issues such as the endangered Sydney Turpentine Ironbark Forest in the Camperdown area, just where the gallery is located. Annalise and Jane, join us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I appreciate you getting up early to have a chat with us. See the sacrifices you make for your art, just unparalleled. Now, rewilding, not just the name of your exhibition, but that's also a real thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes, indeed. It's a bit of a tradition now in England. They're working very strongly on rewilding meadows, bringing back endemic species of grasses and bushland. Well, it's not called bushland in the UK, is it? It really started there as far as we understand.
Yeah, so what it is what they try and do is they try and get sort of like the flora and fauna that were traditionally in those areas, and if they've sort of disappeared from it, to reintroduce them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, correct. And it's a way of building a greater biodiversity, so it helps bring in insects and other animals as well into an environment. So rather than just a monoculture, which is what we tend to live in, even in the suburbs.
Okay.
Insect world in particular has been quite decimated. According to the scientists, the numbers have gone down pretty radically. So by reintroducing sort of the understory, you get those insects, the bees and the wasps. Friendly wasps. We've got Australian wasps that don't bite.
Oh,
they come back
you.
In and they pollinate and create a better habitat for for the larger animals, and so it goes right up the line.
So this concept of rewilding, how are you exploring that through your art?
Well, we've looked particularly at the environment at Camperdown, because that's where the gallery is, and it was once Turpentine Ironbark Forest. So we investigated what would have been there as a plant community and looked at mainly the undergrowth, because that's a reasonable thing for people to possibly grow into their own gardens or on verges, and have actually brought those plants into the gallery as well.
And we've also engaged with them in that we've used them to dye fabrics. Which are quite a beautiful colour. We've got them sort of hanging right in the middle of the gallery. There's a sort of bays of about six of those very large dyed fabrics, and they're dyed with natural, well, just the elements of the plants, and also we've made essences of the plants. So it's a very sensorial show. People sort of walk around with little spray bottles sniffing to the grevillea and blue gums, particularly charming.
Yes, and the wattles as well, the cedar wattle and the flax wattle from that environment are really quite beautiful.
Wow.
And it's been very nicely received, I have to say. People are quite taken by the smell. I think possibly because it carries memory, it allows people to think that it feels like they can be back in bushland, I guess, or understand those smells from memory.
Wow.
So
the immersiveness of rewilding is really omnipresent, with like plants and displays. There's films as well, allowing people to experience like this in a visual form.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. We've got a sort of an immersive room where you go in, and we've filmed one of a very slow motion pan in Wallamatta Reserve.
Wallamatta Reserve, which is a small remnant
of the Turpentine Ironbark Forest.
In North Ryde. So it allows people to maybe have a sense of what it feels like to be surrounded by these incredibly tall and straight turpentine trees.
Mm.
They sit beside Angophora, which are very twisty. But there are a lot of other undergrowth plants that they can see there as well.
There's only 5% of the forest left, so that remnant in North Ryde's pretty rare. And there's another one at Macquarie University where there's an academic, John Macris, looking after that and bringing it back. But it used to cover the whole inner west, so we're also giving people a sense of what was before colonial era. So the way the country looked, it was decimated pretty quickly because the turpentine ironbarks are hard and straight, and so they were used for the wharves and for the railroad sleepers. So they got taken down because they're structurally good.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your inspiration behind all of this, and how you approached eco art in your exhibitions? Is this all something that you knew about, or because you're also being botanists and biologists and historians in addition to being artists, is this something you found out as part of the process?
We found out a lot as part of the process, but we've been working together for about 5 or 6 years now. We came together on another project, which pulled us into this direction, and sort of we're kind of city girls, I guess, but we're very
aligned. Care about nature.
We care about nature. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in bushland in north of Sydney. That was my playground. So I guess part of that sits with you and you stay with it. But this has been the primary focus of our joint collaborative artwork. We see ourselves as a singular artist in this realm.
Yeah.
As a collaboration. And it's kind of exciting to research new things all the time and learn new things all the time.
And I just also add to that that it's a kind of a care of country, that even though we're non-Indigenous, we can still care for country, that, you know, you can still participate in helping the Indigenous flora and fauna, flora to start, and then the fauna comes. So we're great believers in that. In fact, one of the works was we actually picked up rubbish for 3 months and made little tiny assemblages of this. We sort of, just to remind us that that's what we were interested in, you know. Since we were here making an imprint, we'd try and reverse the negative bits.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. So do you think this is going to really influence how your art practice moving forward now that you've come so far with rewilding there at the Chrissy Cotter Gallery? Do you think this will be sort of, you'll just continue to explore this space?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, you didn't even need to think about that answer, did you?
No, because it's very rewarding and it's the deep research, which I think we both really enjoy.
Yeah.
And also nature gives back. Nature's quite a joyous thing to work with, all these different little moments happen with it, and it really does give back, and it makes you appreciate it more and more. So it's a growing appreciation.
Yeah. This is wonderful stuff.
Sorry. And I think it also helps build community in some way, which I think is really important. Mm-hmm. Often artists are seen as lone rangers out there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to kind of feel like you're part of something bigger.
Yes. Yeah, great public response in that sense. People come in and talk about their experiences with plants and their gardens and what you can do. And
yeah, well, I guess that's probably one of the best things about this exhibition, isn't it? Because the potential there for you to influence other people to go and explore their own backyards, because I guess they're sort of there focused on the Camperdown area where the Chrissy Cotter Gallery is, but people going in there is sort of going to make them sort of flick a switch in their mind to make them sort of think, well, maybe I should explore where I'm from.
Yeah, and we've been working with the local Inner West Council as well, and we've got a plant workshop happening on Wednesday.
Yes, I was going to ask about that. So you got Adam Ward there and Rachel White coming along to do the rewilding native plant workshop.
Yes, they're going to discuss propagation and planting out tube and seed stock.
And planting for butterflies, planting for bees.
Also discuss with people how they could bring these plants into their own yards or onto the verges of the area of the Inner West area as well.
This is great stuff. Annalise Yarn and Jane Taylor-Burton, the exhibition is Rewilding on at the Chrissy Cotter Gallery. You can visit up until Sunday, 13th of July. And, of course, this event on Wednesday, the Rewilding Native Plant Workshop, is a free event, but you've got to register via Humanitix, and we will put the link to that up on the 2SER website. I really appreciate you both getting up so early this morning to have a chat with us. I even more so really appreciate the work that you're doing. This is absolutely wonderful stuff. It's great that you're able to sort of express yourselves artistically and also make the world a better place while doing so.
Thank you. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, well, thanks so much.
Come back again to 2SER Breakfast anytime you want.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Danny.
Oh, we'll get one of the other shows to interview you where it's a bit more reasonable. I know you artistic types.
I'm an early riser.
Oh, whatever you reckon. You both probably haven't even been to bed yet if I know you. Thank you so much for your time today, Annalise and Jane.
And
I'll put all the links to that up on the 2SER website, because that is really, really wonderful stuff. Rewilding on at the Chrissy Cotter Gallery. Everything happening at the gallery is really, really great stuff.